The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast. Ari, go fuck yourself. Justine's here.
Oh, I'm Geneva. Hi, friends. 90 day.
I'm Listen. Upset with Ari. I'm sickened. My stomach is sickened for Binyam.
It took me one episode to already be over these people. I thought this episode was a snooze fest.
I actually enjoyed it.
Oh my God. Other than Ari and Binyam, I thought it was like, what are we doing here? I don't want to, I'm a broken record. The show's too long.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. It's my only gripe. All right. Let's talk Binyam and Ari.
It could be faster. Just like Love After Lockup, our fave.
Even if it was an hour and a half, it'd be feel better. What?
I feel you.
What is Ari doing?
I just feel bad for Binyam. He knows that, and she will take that baby from him.
When she said, you could have had a baby like this, but you missed out, straight to him in his face, it was like, what?
Psychotic behavior.
That's insane. Insane.
What's his energy? What are his eyes saying to you?
You know, I really can't figure him out. I have no idea. In some way, I think maybe he just wants to blow up her life because she blew up his. And like, it's almost like a revenge plot.
Makes me sick.
I don't know.
I feel bad for Binyam.
She started crying, asking if he was okay about how they broke up in front of her new lover. Was like, what? That you have a child with? What are you doing?
When Binyam was like, your relationship seems so wonderful. Why are you together? It really made me laugh.
I liked him.
He's going to have another baby extradited to the United States. You know,
extradited.
I feel bad for him. He's like kissing her hand, saying, I love you, trying to, he has to suck up to this woman just so that she doesn't take his kid.
You can tell he lives in a state of fear that that's going to happen to him again. And the fact that she knows that and has not like tried to treat him with kid gloves or reassure him or like not invite your ex-husband to stay there for 10 days. You know what I mean?
And like, lied to him about going and visiting him.
Right.
I haven't seen her in over a year. Well, it should be 3 years.
Right. It's like, what?
And he does have no man would ever hand over bras Binyam has the nerves of steel.
She ordered them. Like, this is all taunting, weird behavior on both of their parts. Like, I don't get it. It's very
bad for Binyam. There's no chemistry between Binyam and Ari.
No. And the way she's just sitting there on the couch next to him with like her hair in pigtails, crying about a failed relationship. It was like, what is going on?
Can't stand her. And she introduces, Uncle Andrew. No, he's no freaking uncle. His penis has been in mommy. That's not uncle. Okay. Second of all, she introduces the nanny as her best friend too. It's so sad and sick in a weird way. Mm-hmm. The nanny was like, I'm going to get this baby for you, Binyam. Don't worry. She'll never see him again.
I like Binyam. Like, you know, I don't think he likes him. The baby does not like him. He is kicking. And meanwhile, the baby's like happy as shit.
Binyam is so funny. I like his energy. And he seems really nice, doesn't he? People think he's using Ari, but he's just living out the situation he's in, I think.
Yeah, I don't buy that he like is using her because he doesn't even play. He's not trying to play her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not the active one in the relationship, like trying to make moves. This seems like her.
And when she was in that nail salon and she's like, go get my ring. That nail tech was like, what a fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do you take your ring off ever?
No, I don't. Do you?
not even to cook. No, I don't. I'm scared. It's my grandma's ring. I don't want it to anything to happen.
Yeah, no.
If I lost
Dorian
this
says
wedding
it's
ring,
insured on
cursed.
Your fingers. It's insured on your finger. If it comes off your finger, it's no longer insured.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, supposedly.
You've got to cut that finger off.
Right, exactly.
I would just feel like my relationship is doomed.
Yeah, no, it's
I would take
it
as such a signal.
Yeah, you would. You would spiral.
Tyler better never, ever lose that ring. It has the energy from us at that courthouse with me being called Justin, okay?
Exactly. Save it.
God. It just makes me sick. It seems like, yeah, you want your relationship, your partner to feel safe, and she's doing the opposite for the poor guy. I just feel bad for him.
Me too.
Then they are ending up in New York City, so.
Okay. All right.
Someone's not your best friend if you've had sex with them and you were married.
Unless they flip flop their sexual orientation.
Yeah,
that's the only time
gay.
It's acceptable to me. Even then
they're
on that
dead.
Show we watched, it can be questionable.
Oh my God. It's upsetting.
All right. Let's talk.
It wouldn't
Steven.
Be as upsetting if it didn't happen to him already.
Right. 100%. Let's talk Steven and Elena. Alina,
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Called it. I think he's new. He's like a new Mormon who went through like a real dark sexual period and got recruited. And
the whole family though?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he left. Like he was a rebellious
wasn't as
youth.
Involved. Yeah.
Right.
Or he's just having sex. Yeah. He's not a virgin. Big deal.
Listen, I'm not moving to a foreign country where I don't know the language to live in an apartment by myself when my partner is staying at a hostel. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And I already think that he is going to cut me up and put me in the trunk.
Yeah, right. I love her. Don't you think that sounds stupid when he was telling her that plan?
I didn't know Mormons were like murderers like that, but I guess in Russia, they feed that shit so that they can have one unified religion, right?
Probably in hell, like so they don't come knocking. They come knocking at your door.
We have
you
all
away.
These different religions. Yeah, I see all the Mormons walking around here. It's like 100 degrees, and
they're recruiting.
Their white shirts and ties on.
Yep, going to work.
God, death sentence for.
Do you think her voice sounds like a voice translation app?
Yes, it does. It doesn't sound.
It's like very monotone and like. You can control
like reading.
Yourself. Yeah, like she's reading or something. Yeah.
I don't want to read the whole conversations with her and her friends either.
I loved her friends. They were giving me real like 90s vibes.
Yeah, they were. this relationship, whatever. We'll see when they get together. It'll be better.
I loved when she said like, when I found out he was a Mormon, the first thing I thought was I was in danger.
Oh God! Poor Mormons.
The
pest control guy is like, "You're gonna leave all this,
all these bugs." Do you think it is he's had sex before, or do you think it's like he has a sex addiction?
Oh, I just think he's lives in a religion where if you've had sex, you feel guilt.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think it's more than that. I think like maybe he's a bit of a sexual deviant.
Oh well, David Duchovny.
We'll see. Yeah, exactly.
How it's so funny. I can't imagine him having sex.
No.
He's going to live in a hostel. He's going to have sex in the hostel.
For what? I don't understand. Until they get married, you're going to live in a hostel for 2 months?
I'll be too.
Who has
tempted.
The money for two places? That's the other thing.
That's pest control money, baby.
Yeah, baby.
You know, and he must be a good employee. They seem genuinely sad to
they
get
do.
Rid of him.
Yeah, he's probably a great employee. Dedicated. It's wild.
The poor ants carrying their dead bodies out of the tunnel.
Right.
Funeral procession.
Let's talk Ellie and Victor. More friends that I love. Okay. So let me get this correct. She moved. Or no, sorry. She hasn't moved. She's about to move. She gave him $5,000. And then a hurricane's going to come through and just blow it all up.
She's kind of saying he's lying about the hurricane, huh?
Right. Which, how could he do that? Isn't there weather?
I don't think. Yeah. And a tornado just went through New Jersey. So I don't think things are set in stone anymore with weather.
Right. Exactly. Like what's going to happen?
This is our life. It's turning into a freaking
I am compelled. Yeah, it's just literally we're in Day After Tomorrow in like 10
years. Yes. Yes.
Literally 10 years. I mean, remember Day After Tomorrow, there was like they were in New York, right? And it was like icy and shit. Like New York just got flooded with water flowing down. We're not that far away from that. I don't think people realize we are so close to the end of this planet.
There's no time to reverse it.
No, we're fucked. I think it's so depressing.
All these cars we drive. I mean, I should do better. I drink less plastic. You know, like I should do a lot better.
You should. You should use a reusable water bottle.
I know.
You're always pounding away your little plastic bottle of Dasani. I know. I'm just kidding. She doesn't drink Dasani.
It's bad.
She's not a murderer.
Loser water. Niagara purified drinking water. And it's not from Niagara. It's bottled in California.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I got to get over, like, I just have to clean it really good. Every water bottle I've ever had, it just seems like.
Gets gross.
It's a cesspool waiting to happen.
Yeah, I just, like, throw up my hands and hope.
McDonald's milk
die.
Machine. He was arrested for domestic violence.
Right.
Supposedly he beat the shit out of her when she was cheating on him, but who knows what the truth
is. I also loved the friend, like, oh, maybe you should do a background check. It's like, yeah, listen, he's in a third world country. Like, that's money wasted.
Oh, I thought it was a good idea.
Oh, you're not going to find shit.
That's a good point. You make a very valid point.
It's like, yeah. What? You're going to find
he doesn't have a social security number here.
Retired cop.
Up.
Right. In yeah. America is going to get your answers. Yeah. No,
you're right. Yeah, the guy seems like he has a nice face, but maybe he's just charming, you know.
I think
maybe he likes her.
He's a what's it called? Our boy that was with the chick who had fake boobs.
Yeah,
Ashley and Jay. It's that kind of vibe. He's to me, he's like very appealing, right? Like he talks a big game and seems very warm and loving. I think she's gonna get screwed in the end.
What do you think about Stephanie's guy?
Oh, which one?
The Stephanie, the main guy. What was his name?
Oh, I only remember who was the Harris. No, that was Harris. Cousin Harris. Who
cousin
was the
Harris.
Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Is he more of a Ryan?
Ryan, I bought. I think if she wasn't batshit crazy, he would have thumbed it out, you know?
But then Ryan went back to the. No, Harris had the wife.
Right.
All these
and they
people,
were just co-signing
shit.
Together.
Yeah, Jay, interesting, because he was going to come here, but then he couldn't because of COVID, I guess, or something.
Right.
She did seem like, oh, damn, you make a good point when she was having. I have an issue with Friendsgiving. I hate the phrase. Just call it a Thanksgiving dinner. That's not we're just having a Thanksgiving dinner before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Did the phrase Friendsgiving become such a phrase?
I don't know. I feel like the last 10
years.
It's
so lame.
Yeah, it's really extra.
It's not a Friendsmas.
Right.
Christmas before with your family. I guess, I mean, people just like a little play on words. It just sounds annoying, though. Maybe because I don't get invited to a Friendsgiving.
All right, let's see here.
Dreaming about the ex. Like, you're making a mistake.
It brought it all back for me. It's
God.
Your bad decision is there regardless of whether you dream.
All your friends make such a good point.
Right.
So you should be listening to them. This isn't going to end well. It's not going to end happy.
I don't think any of these end well.
You know, and good for him getting $5,000 out of her to up his house. I really don't feel bad for people.
Oh, I don't at all. If you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Especially if they are
in
this
situation,
needy.
Like, and if she's got money, right? Like $5,000 to me, it doesn't even seem like a drop in the bucket. I don't know.
Compared to Love After Lockup,
I mean, to me, it doesn't. Yeah, I know. After listening to that,
$5,000
seems like $20.
Yeah,
maybe that's why I'm desensitized to that.
I think it is. I thought the same thing. I was like, $5,000 is a lot to give one person to me. I was like, what are you guys freaking out about $5,000? Because it's like Love After Lockup. They give people hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Thank you for that. Okay.
All right, let's talk Jenny and Sumit. Fucking Jenny. Jenny. So let me get this correct because this one was hard for me to pay attention. She is now going to
compelled.
Really? She's now going to convert religions to stay in India. That's her move. She's
become
a Hare Krishna.
Thing that would be that's a religion.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, okay. I meant to Google it. I ran out of time. Okay.
Oh,
tell
my
me.
God. The documentary Wild Wild Country, the one that was on Netflix about the wackadoo.
Okay.
That's Hare Krishna's, like, to the extreme.
That's
extreme.
A beautiful name for a religion.
Yeah. So she's essentially. So my question
is. You get to live in India for that?
Right. But like, is anyone going to watch a show where she's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. All right, I'll look into it. When she's like, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't a religious quest for her. This is a means like, to stay in the country.
This is a great marketing deal, Jenny.
They're and sponsoring
so she's willing to do this, but not give up her citizenship, which thank God she has some smarts there, I guess.
Right. I thought she was going to do it for a second.
How could, if someone's not going to marry you, how could you even, there's no other choice but to go home.
Exactly. Like, what are you waiting for? The pandemic to end, his parents to die. Like, what's the thing that you think is going to get you to where you want to go? I don't get it.
I think
all.
Even if they died, he'd be like, I can't do that in the memory of my parents.
Right.
He doesn't want her. He was like, oh, when it made me laugh when they were in the tuck tuck or whatever. And she's like, oh, I'm so happy that was just a glitch. And he's like, oh yeah, I was scared too. He did not give a shit.
No,
that she
and
was
like
going home.
She also said his ex father-in-law took his passport this past episode. They never said that in the one before. He just said he lost it. Like, and he wasn't like, oh, it's been gone. How are
why wouldn't you bring that up before?
And how are they planning to get to Nepal? Like,
right. There must be a deal that you don't have to have a passport. It must have been like back when you could drive to Canada or something.
Right. I don't get it.
Okay. And is just allowed to take it and that's it. No arguments about it. He just takes it like he's freaking
and
buck
what,
cherry.
You can't order a replacement. Like all of it makes no sense to me. All
he's
of it is
the owner
fishy
of you
as
now?
Fuck.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, it felt staged to me. And that opening scene where he was like, can you calm down? She's like, what do you want to talk to me? I don't buy it.
Missed.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see it seemed like you could be right. He's like, well, we had arranged it. We agreed that she would go back every 6 months. I really think he wants her gone and she won't leave.
Right. Maybe she's just clinging on. He can't get rid of her.
But what are they going to do for the rest of this season? I don't want to watch episode after episode of him not marrying her. That's
exactly what we're about to watch. 100%.
They need new couples.
They do. 100%. I like Armando and Kenny, as sweet as it is.
Mm-hmm. We're not watching a wedding.
It adds no value
show.
To me. The TLC has other shows. Transition to them to mm-hmm. Four Weddings and a Funeral or whatever that, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. show's called. Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Or make it dramatic like Evelyn. They're just too nice.
They're both nice people. I think there are a couple things that trip me out. One is that when you see the pictures of when Armando and Kenny met, Armando looks 12 years old, like mm-hmm. really young. He's just very young looking. And
he's
like,
got a young looking face.
Kenny
yeah.
does not look young. And then him still struggling with the language is like, you live there. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's just sad that it kind of made me sad when they're saying, well, are these vendors going to give us a problem? Mm-hmm. They're allowed to legally get married. And then the wedding coordinator is kind of laughing like money talks. And Kenny, and I don't know if they edited it that way, but you could just feel the sadness that it just takes away from that joyous part of planning.
Yeah.
Like still people are who would want to give your money to someone? You want to pay them extra money to still freaking not be against you. What is it? Prejudice against you? It's
right.
just sick. It's yeah. sick.
No, it is. I just
and it's not funny. Don't laugh about it. Wedding
no,
coordinator.
No,
I'd be done with you. It's not funny. We're not throwing money at anyone. They don't want to work with us. I don't want their food. They're going to poison me.
Yeah. And I am not wealth. Like while it buys you access that you should still have morals that if somebody's fucking mm-hmm. against you, you shouldn't give them business. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
At all. Find somebody that wants to work with you. Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah.
People, if you're in the wedding industry, period, you shouldn't give a fuck who's marrying who. You like, that is not a place to have moral judgments on people's lives. You're in there to make their day happy. Don't be a dick.
People are sick.
I hate people. People are the worst.
People are really sick.
They are. Yeah.
And the ones that get the angriest are the ones who just don't have the guts to come out themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
They're toe tapping in the bathroom. I worked with a guy who was completely crazed about gay people. And then I always said he's probably 100% gay.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Why would you be so passionately against somebody?
Right.
And they just hid behind the Bible, you know?
That has no impact on your life at all.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Wild.
And he's raising a kid. Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right, Corey and Evelyn. Do we believe that this wedding planner planned a wedding for Victoria's Secret Angel?
Who? Which one? God.
Where are the photos?
I love how that matters. Who gives a shit? Evelyn's so...
It's Evelyn. Evelyn is sick. About the money.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a shit about Corey. He's I really sick. Don't think she does oh, no. at all. She's trying no. to take him for every penny he's worth. She's trying to make her friends jealous, like she said, mm-hmm. on a big ass wedding when they have no money. What are you doing? Don't live in a house that has no running water and talk to me about spending $60,000 on a wedding.
Yes. And like, Corey's 100% right. You could throw together a $5,000 wedding here in Oregon. You can do it, or Washington, wherever the hell he's from. You don't have to do a $50,000
no.
wedding. And that beachfront property is perfect. Put a couple chairs up, put a table up, get a cooler, put up some freaking battery powered lights.
The major problem was that it
boom.
Was like completely covered in rocks. It was like you couldn't even walk. That was the problem with the property.
Oh, is it? I thought it was sand. Okay.
I don't know what's going to.
What are they going to do with that property? They better sell it.
Right?
She's got such a bad aura about her. I don't 100%. Know what happened to her. It's like Cruella de Vil. Something as a child.
Something happened
to her. And she's cruel. She's got cruel intentions, as something we're going to recap on our Patreon.
Yes,
but
we are.
She is evil. And Corey's not.
No, he's Corey's not. Corey's just being taken advantage of. He is a simple dude with a simple mind. Is he going to win the Nobel Prize? No. Is he going to? He's just like
Falling
an average
head,
dude
maybe.
Just getting. Yeah.
Yeah.
he's just an average really dude sweet. Getting worked. Mm-hmm. Getting absolutely worked. And
she don't
you can,
blow him. It's
well, you
rude.
Can tell, you can tell. You can tell all over her face that she loathes him. She is there for the wedding for herself. She does not care about him. She does not care about
Why
their
is she
love.
Getting married at this point, I don't just know. Because he went and screwed some other girl. Because
she doesn't want to go to America, right? Like, she's not even trying to get out. I don't know what her reasoning is. It's bizarre.
Man, her sitting at that. I always remember her energy in that house. Mm-hmm. She killed the dad. Mm-hmm. She left a curse. I can't stand her. It breaks my heart.
No, I can't either. It's she's
like,
not
Binyam and Corey. I want to save them. How do these nice guys get sucked into these?
Look at you. You're all over the place today. Your team, Jake, Corey, and
I know
all team men today.
Well, they got to be nicer to these poor guys.
Oh, 100%. Oh, it's rough. It's Binyam. I feel terrible for Corey.
Oh,
he's kind of like a sucker that
Corey,
I don't feel,
whatever.
I don't feel bad for Corey.
Oh, Binyam's got the eyes of he's got sweet eyes. His sisters were right.
Yeah.
And Ari might be a good person to be doing some good in the world otherwise, but maybe make sure you treat the person who's the father of your child better than what you're presenting on Instagram. Yep. You're tricking me.
Yep.
Get that little creep who's going to bug my computer. I don't like him. His energy is more leaning crazy, bad. I don't know.
I couldn't agree
more.
No.
Binyam better take that baby and run off into the hills. I don't care, Ari. Sorry, you deserve it. You're not taking this baby.
Right. God, crazy.
You're not. It's not happening.
If that happens to him again.
Oh, I'll flip out.
Well, if they're there together now in New York, that's great.
Yeah. Hopefully. God, it makes me sick. All right.
All right, guys. We'll be back ranting next week. Don't you fret. We love you guys. We'll be back.